The United Civil Government Department of Health and Social Development are working on a new project, which is titled Caring for Our Children. On the line, we have Krista Muggeridge, who is the Foster Home Recruitment and Retention Social Worker for the Nunavut Civil Government. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I understand that your main goal is to support current caregivers who live in Nunavut Civil, as well as recruiting new caregivers. Can you give our audience more information about this new project?
I'm excited about this new project and excited with my new position. So going back a little bit, in 2010, the Department of Health and Social Development, they initiated a project, which was a promotional campaign within Nunatsiavut for the recruitment of foster parents called Caring for Our Children. At that time, a logo for the project was developed. The logo celebrates Inuit culture and reflects things that a foster home or caregiver home has to offer. The logo is shaped in a heart, so the top portion of the heart is in the shape of an igloo, and it is the color blue, and that represents shelter. Inside of the heart, you see two traditionally dressed adults, and their arms are open, they're welcoming. And the color blue in the logo also symbolizes youth, security, spirituality, truth, and peace. And the orange symbolizes warmth, energy, and balance. There is red on the bottom of the heart, and the red symbolizes love, strength, and energy. So in my position that I'm in now, I work to help support current caregivers within Nunatsiavut and any beneficiaries that might be in Upper Lake Melville. And the support that I would provide to current caregivers would be on an individual basis. So if somebody has any questions or wants more information about my role, or if they're providing care and they're struggling with something where they could need some support, feel free definitely to reach out to me. My direct line here is 709-896-4417, and I can also be reached by email, which is krista.mogridge@nunatsiavut.com. In terms of recruiting new foster homes or kinship homes, caregiver homes in Nunatsiavut, I'm really open to suggestions. I'm open for people to call, talk about things that might help them consider fostering. So please reach out to me with suggestions as well. What we can do here in terms of setting up new foster homes, we don't approve foster homes, but we can do everything up to the approval stage, and then we can send a recommendation to CSSDs. There are two types of homes within CSSD. There's relative significant other foster homes, and then there's what they will call regular foster homes. In each home, there's different things you need to do for approval. There's an application. If you call interested in being a foster parent or having a foster home, we would send you an application, and we've developed our own application form, or we can help you complete it in person or on the phone, whatever might best work for you. We would send you the child protection record check clearance forms, or once again, in person, help you complete these forms. The child protection records check has to be done through CSSD, so once we get to that point, we will wait for CSSD to give us the result. After clearance from CSSD, we would do the other forms like the medical vulnerable sectors check, and I can work with any applicants in completing all of these documents. We would complete the home assessment. We will go to your home and ensure everything meets CSSD standards, and if there's some things that might not meet it, we will work with the applicants to help meet the standards that are needed for the home assessment. If there's things they need to get, for example, like a fire extinguisher or a smoke detector, we can make sure, help work with the applicant to make sure all those things are in place. If you're doing a regular foster home approval, you have to do what's called PRIDE training, and that's foster parent training. If you're doing a relative significant other, you don't need to do what's called PRIDE training, but we can do the PRIDE training with you and the PRIDE assessment and work with you through that whole process. So once we have all the documents that are required for a foster home, then we would make a recommendation and send it on to CSSD, which at that point they would decide on approval. And if your home is approved, we would continue working with you, providing support to you for the duration of the time that you are interested in opening up your heart and home to care for children or youth.
So this new project, Caring for Our Children, it really does sound like a very good project, I guess. Is this going to be like a pilot project or is this ongoing?
Yeah, so currently this is a pilot project. Hopefully it can be something that will be grow to be ongoing and, you know, in the future perhaps get even bigger. You know, maybe we'll get to a point in the future where Nunatsi would hopefully take over their child protection services and we're not just recommending, we're approving. But currently it is a project. It is something that I believe is a need and could be beneficial. I know you mentioned you were at the release of the independent review that the Child Youth Advocate had done, A Long Wait for Change. I encourage anybody, if they weren't there, if they haven't seen it, to have a look at this document that the Advocate had done. It's available online. It's a public document. You can just Google Child Youth Advocate Newfoundland Labrador and you'll find the report online. But if you look in that report on page 47 specifically, the Advocate discusses some of the findings that she saw from in-care program files within the Department of Children, Seniors, and Social Development. She lists the actual number of Inuit children in care. So she says there was 85 Inuit children in Labrador and 65 Inuit children in the island portion of the province. And in her sample that they done, they found there was 18 children or youth that were in a home of their culture but not their home community. 11 children or youth were in a home within their community. 7 children or youth were in a caregiver home with relatives. 44 children or youth were placed outside of Labrador, and 20 children or youth were placed in Nunatsiavut. So in their sample, 44, the highest number, Inuit children or youth are placed outside of Labrador. So hopefully this pilot project is something that will show to be helpful to our children and youth, first of all, who are in care and who need to come back home to their communities and their family, and will just grow, be a longer pilot.
If there were any caregivers or people who did want to become kinship for those who do have children in care, do they have to have like certain qualifications too?
Yeah, so if anyone is thinking about it, becoming a caregiver, I encourage them, really give me a call. I can answer individually if they have specific questions. I'm really, really thankful for the people that are currently doing it. It can be challenging and I am so thankful for the people that are stepping up. So in terms of qualifications per se, like education or training, you don't need qualifications specific to that, and you can be a single person who's interested, you can be a couple if you're interested. Once you reach out, you would need to have child protection records checked, so I guess that would be one qualification. So if you had in the past an open protection file with CSSD, but it's closed now, you can still be approved, I guess, but CSSD has to grant clearance for that. So if it's something that happened in the past and you've worked through it and they feel it's not a risk to any children or youth now, they are likely to grant clearance. If you have an open child protection file with CSSD, it's not likely that they will grant clearance. So that's something you need to, I guess, work on with CSSD first. Same as a criminal records check. You'll have to have a criminal records and a vulnerable sectors check. So if you have a criminal record, you can still get clearance if it's not a charge or a conviction, I guess, against a child or youth. Same with the vulnerable sectors, if that is to do specifically with children or youth. So those are your three clearance checks that you need to get from outside agencies. But just because you say you have a criminal record doesn't necessarily mean you'll be screened out and not be able to be a caregiver. So I think if you're interested and you're thinking about it, reach out. We can start the process, have the conversations, and see after our discussion if you feel it is right for you to move forward as an applicant.
Krista, would you like to add anything else about your new job position?
I don't think I have anything else other than thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this interview today. Feel free to contact me again in the future if you want updates on how things are going. Just for everybody listening, even if you're not interested in fostering or becoming a caregiver, I think that everybody would really have a lot to contribute in terms of giving me suggestions on how you think I can help provide support to current caregivers, on how you think think we can recruit more caregivers? Any ideas, things you need to change? I'm open to hear. It's a new position for me, and it's new for Nunatsi, so I'm really open. I really encourage people to reach out and give the suggestions. I also think it's important, you might not be interested in being a foster parent or a significant other caregiver, but maybe you might be interested in providing child care. Maybe you might be interested in providing short-term respite for children or youth. So if there's other things you're thinking about, reach out, give me a call, let's have the discussions, or send me an email. Maybe we can arrange for a time when I'm visiting the communities to meet in person.
Okay, sounds awesome. I'd like to thank you, Krista, for having the time to speak to us today about your new job position and about this project titled Caring for Our Children.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Lavinia. Nunatsevu karmanga inusit segitutit sigasoni mut pivalea hulluit sulelit nutamik utugautimik tayamik caring for our children by iluit sugusivut. Tamani yuk Krista Magridge tana suguse hulan nutiguyau hatatun nut. Aulat siutitau yuk nunatsevni tukisegu sikut tugalo ayutit ikayut sigasoa lutit. Paitsi hattatun nunatseavuttimi nunalinnik, ammaluhiniyahlutik nutaanik paitsi itsanik, ullumitu saattunut uhagajakhiin tamatsumaumit saanu nutaami uuttugautimmin, suleagi jaugasoajumin. Krista kiujuk aliasuvunga tamanna pitsutigilluu nutaak uuttugautiujuk, nutaami suleatsataasi magama suli 2010 nimi THSD kuni. Nunatsevu karmangani kinigasoaluta paitsi itsanik taiyami caring for our children taitsumaniu lauttuk nalunaikutak sakkititau lauttuk tanna nalunaikutak ullusiuutilik inuit ilukkusinganik ammalu pitsutigillugu angihanginni paitsi hattatuit ammalu paitsijiit tanna nalunaikutak uummatinngua suullu illuvigalik tauttungatunguyuttak kihatuyuk iloani uummatinnguamik takusuunguuti mahuunik inummagiik annugaattusimayuuk ammalu taliigik ammayuuk haikhuyillutik ammalu taanna tunguyuttak nalunaikkutak tugaayuk inuusuttunut ammalu taanna aarinsinga nigumminnimut aupaluttak ataani uummatinnguak taanna aupaluttak tugaayuk nallinimmik suungunimmik taanna suleaga ikayutsigasoaqattaqunga paitsi hattatunnu nunatseavuttimi amma ilamani nakumigutinallutik.